Now, I'm a teacher. I've had a teacher's heart for long before since I graduated from Anderson University. I've taught for 9 years in Santa Cruz, Bolivia at the Santa Cruz Christian Learning Center. And when Paula and Lee told me that I had 10 minutes to share today, well, in this time, I thought, okay, Lord, what do we do in 10 minutes? And if any of you have an education background, you realize that before you teach, you need to know what your students already know. And one of the best ways that I know how to do this is that little paper with the KWL across the top. Now, if you want to take some notes, you might want a pen or a pencil, share with each other, or we have some up here that we could borrow and put back, I'm sure. But so you know, the first column, the K, stands for what you know. And so in just a few minutes, I'm going to ask you to write down what you already know about me. For some of you, that might be my name. Hi, I'm Emily Barlow. For others of you that have had a few days to get to know me and talk to me, maybe you know some of my pastimes. Maybe you know some of where I'm from and the stories of my family. If you are like Miriam or the president of my mission, Hubert, or his wife, Sarah, maybe you will fill up that whole K column. But that's the K column. That's for what you know about me. Now, the second column, W, is what you want to know about me. And so these are the questions that you have in your head that hopefully sometime today I will have the chance to answer. So those are the things you're curious about. Do you have a husband? No. Do you have children? Refer back to the previous answer. No. Any of those questions that you have in your head, that goes down in that want to know column. And probably what you will find as you work on this for a couple of minutes is that one of those two columns will have more information than the other. And that is absolutely wonderful. That's where we want to be. And so if you understand the no column and you understand the want to know column, if there are no questions, I'm going to give you 2 minutes to write like mad. Any questions? Go. You can talk to each other. If the teacher gives you permission, it's not cheating. What do you already know? Don't say it to me, say it to each other, because I already know about me. What do you already know? I am a missionary. You are right. Does anyone know where I am a missionary to? Bolivia. Does anyone remember the name of the school? Well done. Santa Cruz Christian Learning Center. Good. What else? I do like worthless knowledge, yes. I am a teacher, yes. Does anyone remember what I teach? I teach drama, yes. I have a class of theater. Anything else? Singing. I don't teach singing. I teach English, yes. 3 levels of high school English. Thank you. I do love Jesus, and I try and show that to my kids every day. I come home every Christmas, yes. That is my Christmas present to my family. I get on a plane and spend a couple of weeks with them. It's my Christmas present to me, too. I'm from Indiana. Yep, I'm a Hoosier through and through. Yes. Thank you. I love my students. I do. Definitely not for who they are or what they do sometimes, but I love them. I love them because God's given me love for them. I am going back to be the principal for the 7th through 12th grades. Yes, I am. Good. Thank you. I am loved by my students. They show me in many different ways. Thank you very much. Can I tell you a funny story about my smile? I got my new prayer cards done down in Bolivia, and the photographer was just a really charismatic, funny guy. But he said with my smile, it made my eyes squint. And so he showed me a couple of these little half-teeth smiles. And he said, now tell me honestly, which one do you like best? And I knew what he wanted me to say. He wanted me to say I liked the half-smile best. He said, it looks so mysterious and beautiful. I said, I know it does, but it's not my smile. My smile's squinty eyes. He goes, all right, then we'll just keep squinty eyes. anything else. I do have a happy dance. Yes, one production. My kids, I was almost to the point of canceling the show, and my kids pulled it out, and they did an amazing job. So I did a happy dance for them in front of the whole entire audience at the end of the show. And then at Beulah Camp last term, it was right before I was scheduled to leave, and I still was lacking around $800 in monthly support, and God provided it at Beulah Camp, and so I did my happy dance for Beulah Camp as well last term. Yes, ma'am. I am. I do. I love to knit, and I love owls, so when the two come together, it's a great match. Good. Anything else? How are we doing on time? All right. I'm sorry? I did. I'm a graduate of Anderson University. Yep, Miriam. What? Yes. I'm going to get my master's. Yep. Not everyone heard that last comment. Oh, the one about the toilet? Yeah. I know how to fix a toilet. I have had an overrunning toilet in Bolivia for years, and I figured out how to keep it from at least overrunning onto my floor. Good. Anything else? I do. I have amazing, godly, loving, genuine parents. Yeah. All right. Well, hopefully in this little time together that we've had, it's just whet your appetite for what God is going to have me share in the next service. But I pray that above everything else, you've already gotten a taste for the fact that I love my Lord and I love the life that He has given me because it's from Him and it's good. And I am looking forward to sharing more about that with you in the next service. Thanks. 9:59.
I grew up in Rome. Well, actually, I grew up in Rome. I was born somewhere else, but spent most of my life here in Georgia. My family is from here in Georgia, and I've spent much of my adult life in other places, but it is always nice to be back here, back home. There are very few greater comforts than traveling the world and coming back into the Atlanta airport and hearing a southern accent again. It makes you feel truly you're just where you're supposed to be. So it is wonderful here to be here. I also want to thank you all so much for your support of my ministry at the Tenwick MK School. Taylor County has played a huge role, both in prayer and finances, in the ministry there. And I want to thank you all for that, and thank you for your faithfulness over the past few years. Today, I'm going to share some stories about this past year and the ministry that you have been such an integral part of. I also want to give you a glimpse of the coming year and the changes that God is leading us through. When I was here before, I shared the story of the paralytic from Mark chapter 2, whose four friends each carried a corner of the mat and carried it down and laid his mat in front of Jesus. It took all those people working together to bring healing for this man. I carry a very small corner of the ministry. That is Tenwick Hospital. You can move on to the next slide. As many of you know, Tenwick is one of the largest Protestant mission hospitals in all of Africa. Over the past 77 years, it has grown from a tiny, very tiny one-room nursing dispensary into a state-of-the-art medical facility. Okay. Oh, there we go. That's what's going on. Okay. They treat over 150,000 people every year from all over Africa. This past year, medical teams have gone several times into South Sudan. They don't just minister to people at Tenwick. You can go on to the next slide as well. This is our current medical staff. Tenwick is not just a medical facility. They are also a training facility, raising up the next generation of Kenyan physicians and medical personnel. So you see a few white faces here, but a lot of Kenyan faces. Next slide. as I said before, they don't just treat patients in Kenya. They also serve in a lot of different capacities in other countries. This is a team from the United States that comes to Tenwick every year for a cardio camp. They do specialty surgeries, and people come from all over Africa to have specialty surgeries done at Tenwick. Very high risk, very complicated surgeries that are often not available in other parts of Africa. Over this past year, you can go on to the next slide. Over the past year, our medical teams have also taken a number of trips into South Sudan, the world's youngest country. They are partnering with a small hospital there, providing support for their very limited medical staff through training and through providing supplies. In the 10 days they spent in Tonj, South Sudan, in the fall, they performed over 200 life-changing eye surgeries. Next slide. The man on the right had eye surgery. They put a patch over his eye and let it rest for several days, and they took the patch off, and for the first time in many years, he was able to see. And as you can see, he's dancing. It brings joy and changes the lives of so many people. And we... next slide. This is a picture of a little girl named Ella. She was named after the valley in the Bible where David defeated Goliath. And this little girl defeated, her mother brought her all the way from Ghana to our cardio camp. She had a very serious heart defect that prevented her from growing and developing. And it was very risky but very, very necessary surgery. A lot of prayers went for this little girl as she underwent this. Traveled many, many miles to come to Tenwick. And it went beautifully, and we are very happy that she is back in Ghana and growing and thriving with the new repaired heart. Next slide. And Tenwick continues to grow. We're in a very exciting stage in Tenwick's future. In April, we broke ground on a brand new eye and dental building at the hospital. This is Dr. Roberts, one of our WGM missionaries. His three boys were some of my students. And so we have a number of new buildings planned, and this one is the first one in our new phase of construction. In the next year, we will also open a new outpatient clinic in the nearby town of Beaumet that will serve as a primary care facility for a number of people in the area. Next slide. One of the next phases of construction will actually be a women's pavilion. If any of you have read The Miracle at Tenwick or know about the history of Tenwick Hospital, it had a rather sad beginning. A group of missionaries from WGM, back when before it was known as WGM, traveled to Kenya in the hopes of reaching an unreached people group, and they landed in Nairobi, the largest city, and worked their way out from there. Other mission agencies were involved, in the communities around Nairobi, and so Robert and Catherine Smith, the WGM missionaries, traveled out and eventually ended up in the land of the Kipsigis people. It was a beautiful land, a beautiful people up in the Western Highlands, and they found an abandoned hillside. And the local people had abandoned it because it had been the site of some ritual surgeries for young girls entering puberty. You can guess what some of those were. And as a result, many of those girls contracted infections and died. And they considered this hillside cursed. And so it was prime property, beautiful land overlooking a waterfall. But the local people did not want it. And they were more than happy to give it to Robert and Catherine Smith to begin their mission work there. Today, it houses Tenwick Hospital that provides healing and grace for many women. One of our next phases of construction at Tenwick will be a women's center, a women and children's pavilion, and it's part of God's story of grace and redemption out of a really sad situation many years ago for those young girls who died in this land. But we are very excited about that phase of the process. However, as you may remember or have guessed, I'm not a medical person. I lived at Tenwick for a total of 3 years. teaching the children of missionaries who lived and worked at Tenwick and the surrounding communities. While most of the fathers and several of the mothers work at Tenwick, the other mothers are involved in other ministries in the area. Next slide. They lead women's Bible studies. They work with children. They work with orphanages in the area. Next slide. And the next one as well. All right. This past year, we had a total of 26 missionary kids from 13 different families, many of them with World Gospel Mission and many of them with Samaritan's Purse as well. They were ages preschool through seventh grade who were involved in the school. While I taught full-time, mostly with middle school, eight other mothers helped by teaching different ages and different classes. It was a very full schedule. We had lots of fun. Missionary kids are a really unique bunch of children. As Emily can attest, they have a very unique perspective on life and a very unique experience to bring. And I love working with them. This coming school year, Tenwick will add four new families to the school with a total of seven more kids. We already know of three more families that are arriving in the fall of 2015, and there will be more that we learn of. The parents and I spent many hours this past spring looking at our schedules and calendars and organizing the school, picking curriculum, classroom space, and organizing the different age groups and teachers. It's an exciting time to be a part of the Tenwick community. In addition to my classroom responsibilities, next slide. Oh, those are our, sorry, I forgot I had this slide in there. These are our missionary kids after our field day just a few weeks ago. Next slide. Oh, and those are my middle schoolers. Those are both WGMMKs. Lydia Bem is in the middle, and Claire Gallett is the one on the left, if you know either of the Bem or the Gallett families. Next slide. In addition to my classroom responsibilities, I had the privilege to work with Tenwick's Bible quizzing program. For those of you who don't know Bible quizzing, we pick a book of the Bible every year, and the break kids up into teams, and we study that book of the Bible, and then they compete against other teams, answering questions about that book. This past year, we had over 200 kids from the Tenwick community studying the book of 1 Samuel. We talked about King David and how God called and used him even as a young boy to defeat giants. In addition to the kids at Tenwick, we worked with a group of kids at MOSOP, Mission School, about a half hour from Tenwick. Next slide. That's my team. They obviously gave me the cutest children, as you can see. I loved this work for a lot of reasons, not just because my team got first place in our age group. It's not the only reason I loved it. And next slide. This is Faith. She was part of the reason we got first place. She was the second overall scoring in points. Her identical twin, Winnie, came in a very close third. It was a very heated competition. Next slide. The director of MOSOP School, Elijah, has a heart for children and a heart for teaching them scripture, and he really wanted the kids at the orphanage and school that he runs to be a part of the Bible quizzing competition. Unfortunately, they were too far away to come every week, to bring all their kids every week, and so another missionary and I traveled out every Friday afternoon. We helped them organize a separate competition with two other schools in their area, Chevele and Camarato. And that was also Elijah's idea. He wanted to reach out to several of the public schools and to the kids who were not getting a Christian education, and in order to minister to them. So Carol and I went out every Friday for several months and helped them organize their teams and helped make sure that they had the materials they needed. And it was a wonderful time to work with the teachers and have a closer view and a closer experience of what Kenyan schools look like and working with those teachers and those leaders out in those communities. The Bible quizzing season lasts about 3 months. And as I said, it's one of my favorite things about Tenwick. The Kenyan kids have an incredible ability to memorize. It's a very oral culture. And so their ability to memorize and repeat is just incredible. And many of them memorize 60 to 70 verses from the book of 1 Samuel about God's faithfulness and about God's provision and God's guidance in the life of David. However, my biggest challenge this past year was not coordinating schedules with the other parents, finding teachers or classroom space or curriculum. It was not communicating with the Kenyan schools or dealing with the cross-cultural communication barriers that often arise. It was not even dealing with the social issues that arise when you work with middle schoolers. My greatest challenge of this past year was actually my work permit with the Kenyan government. I had a visitor's visa that allowed me to stay in country, but my work permit was denied. After several new regulations were put into place, a number of missionaries waited much longer than we had anticipated to have their paperwork processed. But for many of them, it just took time to get the right permits. And we assumed that that would be the case with my permit as well. We just had to wait for it to come through. However, when the decision did arrive, my work permit had been rejected. We have talked to a number of different people and pursued different options, but we know now that the decision cannot be reversed and there are no more steps to be taken. It has been obviously a disappointment for me as well as for the parents there who need a full-time teacher to work with their children. But what I do in Kenya is very unusual. It's outside the realm of what they consider normal in the education realm, and so they turned down the permit. And so as much as So as much as I love my students and as much as I love the families at Tenwick and as exciting as the future of Tenwick looks right now, I will not be a part of it for the time being. For reasons we do not understand, God has closed that door. Tenwick has been a part of my life for many years. I first moved to Tenwick in 2006 and was there for several years and came back to the U.S. for several years. Leaving permanently has been a very difficult idea to process. However, God has been reminding me that I am not necessarily called to a place. I'm called to obedience. And for that time, for that season of my life, obedience meant life at Tenwick. But for the next season, God is calling me other places. I had been looking at other schools in Africa that needed MK teachers. We knew that there were some hitches with my work permit, and we knew that there was a possibility, and so I had been tentatively exploring some other options. But as soon as I got the word, official word from the government that the work permit had been denied, I contacted those other schools, and those doors closed. However, in the midst of packing up my house in Kenya and my move back to the U.S. 2 weeks ago, God opened a new and rather unexpected door. Next slide. Missionaries with WGM have been working in Uganda, the country just to the west of Kenya, I believe since 1992, and they've recently started expanding their work with community health evangelism. They are hoping to really expand their work with, it's called CHE, community health evangelism. They're hoping to increase their work with children's CHE in the next few years, and And in the midst of processing the news about my work permit, one of the missionaries there, one of the WGM missionaries, Christine Stanfield, emailed me and asked if I would be interested instead in coming to Uganda and working with Children's CHE. This is very different than the path that I had anticipated. I thought God had called me to work specifically with MKs in different places and to support missionary families in that capacity. After having thought about it and prayed about it for the past month, I believe that this is the road that God is leading me down for the next few years. We are still in the initial stages of the process. This is a new position in a growing ministry. It's new to me. The position is also new there in Uganda. However, I want to take a few minutes to share with you about what I do know, about what I will be doing. Community health evangelism. When I say community health, what do you think of? Hospitals, vaccinations, that's usually everybody's top thought. Anybody else?
Hygiene,
all right. And that is part of it. vaccines, deworming, perhaps HIV/AIDS education. And you're right. But the idea behind Che is that I'm not the one that is going into the villages and doing those things. Che is a program that works with communities, local churches, and empowers local leaders to initiate change rather than the missionaries. It started a number of years ago and is an idea that is spreading through many mission organizations. It's a way to step away from the old traditional model of missionaries going in and trying to identify needs. Instead, they rely on leaders and communities to identify the needs that they see. Whether it's deworming, vaccination, oral health, prenatal care, we work with local leaders to train them to go into their communities and identify the needs that the community sees. It allows the community to take ownership of the issue and to develop a solution. As an aside, I spoke yesterday in Roswell up in Atlanta, and afterwards somebody came to me and mentioned an article, I think in Christianity Today. I have not had a chance to look it up, but it was a young man who had grown up in an African orphanage, and it was he had written an article about short-term mission teams from his perspective. And one of the things he mentioned is the number of Western Christian missionary teams that came to his orphanage and taught them how to brush their teeth. And all the kids there thought that was hysterical, that all these white people thought they didn't know how to brush their teeth. But apparently that was the thing that all the missionary teams came to do. And so I thought that was a funny story. But the idea behind Che is that allows the community to look and say, these are the needs we see, and this is what we can do to change that. Much of Che is done through storytelling. Next slide. Oh, there you go. WGM missionaries are there to train leaders and to provide the support needed through stories and games, because East Africa is such an oral culture. It's not, if we handed them printed material like this, that wouldn't work because so many people are not literate, and it's just not, it's not part of their culture to have printed material. Storytelling and orality is a much bigger part of learning and education there. And so much of Che is done through the storytelling and through telling stories that can be told again and again throughout the villages, and be replicated and be self-sustaining in that way. As you can imagine, teaching children is very different from teaching adults. And the goal is to teach kids about safe food practices, clean water, preventative health measures, and then they can take those stories, games, and activities home, and share those, both the Bible stories and the health lessons with their family. In addition to the communities in Uganda, WGM missionaries are hoping to expand their work in South Sudan. They already have a presence there, and they're hoping to expand that. And they're also hoping to start working with communities in Uganda. And the Africa Gospel Church has recently asked them to start working with some of their communities back in Kenya, which is, of course, very exciting for me, the idea of going back and doing some work there. As you can imagine, this is a very different job than running and organizing a homeschool co-op for missionary children. It's very much outside my comfort zone, but I believe that God in his infinite wisdom has been preparing me for this. As I mentioned, I'd been very involved in the children's Bible quizzing program at Tenwick, and when I learned that my work permit had been turned down, that was one of the losses that I grieved the most. However, I think that the opportunity to work with MOSOP and the other local schools near Tenwick gave me the insight into East African culture and education that will be incredibly valuable as I step into this new role in Uganda. While I'm not excited to be leaving Tenwick, God is preparing my heart and my mind for this new opportunity. There are a lot of unknowns, but I know and respect the missionaries with whom I will be working. I will actually be working with Holly's parents. Small world of WGM. And the other family, Jeff and Christine Stanfield, with whom I'll hope to be working closely, were my neighbors for many years at Tenwick. We may be surprised and perplexed over my work permit issues here in Kenya, but I believe that God has known all along and has been preparing me for years, even though we had no idea this issue would come up. Once again, I would like to invite you, as I take this new step of faith into this new season of my life, to take this step with me. Taylor County has been an integral part of my ministry at Tenwick, and I would love to continue that partnership, both in prayer and finances, as I step into this new role in Uganda. I hope to return in the springtime. In the meantime, I'll be living in Kentucky. I'll be doing a lot of traveling and speaking at other churches, as well as some training to prepare me for my new role. I have prayer cards on the table. You can sign up for my newsletter. Both there's a notebook that has a sign-up sheet, either through print or through email. My prayer cards still say Kenya on them. We have not ordered new prayer cards yet. But if you sign up with these cards and give in that way, it will still apply to my work in Uganda. So there's no worries there. You can also visit – oh, next slide. You can also visit the website there and give online through WGM's website. Thank you again for being such an integral part of my ministry in Africa, and I look forward to continuing to work with you in the future. Thank you all so much.